I've entitled the message this morning, When God Frustrates You. It is evidence that we are living in a troubled and perplexed world. We are born to see and experience trouble or tragedy. Tragedy is hard to understand, hard to explain, hard on fate. Some people lay the blame at the feet of God and become bitter and cynical towards Him. They ask for explanation and get silence. They ask for understanding and are baffled. But Job chapter 14 and verse 1 reminds us when Job wrote, "When a man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble." Jesus himself says in John 16 and verse 33, he says, "In this world you shall have tribulation." Bow your heads, Father. Oh God, we pray today for a word. Many of us, we have come bruised and battered. We are troubled. We are disturbed. But we serve an awesome God. We serve a God who understands. So, Father, we wait upon you like Habakkuk waited upon you. Breathe your Holy Spirit and speak a word and lift us up to where we ought to be. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. When God frustrates you. Life, indeed, the sense of God, is a mystery. And much of what happens in life is beyond us. We seek explanation and we are desperate for reason. According to the prophet Habakkuk, he understood what trouble meant for God's children. He saw how the righteous were suffering and the wicked were prospering. Habakkuk saw how God took the wicked nation of Babylon to fulfill his purpose. In verse 16 of chapter 3 of Habakkuk, the Bible says, I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the song. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. The sense of God, God had told Habakkuk about the coming invasion by the Babylonians. God had described the arrogant violence and cruelty of these invaders in chiseling in detail. God told Habakkuk that something great and awful will happen to the nation of Judah. He told Habakkuk that judgment will fall upon the nation and he will use the Babylonians to do it. Habakkuk may even had seen all of this vision. And Habakkuk's sense of God testified at what will soon take place. He is afraid. His heart pounded in his chest. His lips quivered. He feels physically weak and hardly able to stand. This fear factor is upon the man of God as God showed this man what will happen to Judah and how he will use a Babylonian nation to bring about a message. And sense of God, I want to say that God never makes a mistake.
Habakkuk felt like God was distant from him. Habakkuk was worrying and focusing his attention on his problem. He is sparring with God and with pain. He cried out to God in Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 2. Oh Lord! He cried. How long, how long, how long shall I cry and you will not hear? Sense of God, sometimes when we find ourselves in problems and when we are serving the Lord, we are faithful to God and trouble is all around us. Like Habakkuk, we cry to the Almighty God, Lord, how long? How long shall I suffer? How long shall I be in agony? How long shall the wicked have dominion over me? How long shall my children go astray? Lord, how long? Habakkuk is crying to God, this man of God, this prophet of God, this man that God has called to proclaim the everlasting gospel. And there Habakkuk is in problem. There God showed the man that destruction is about to come upon Judah. And Habakkuk in anguish and agony cried to God and said, Lord, why are you causing that to happen to us? Have you ever been in that state, saints of God? Come on, somebody talk to me. Have you ever been in such a state? I want to say to us this morning that trouble is a state of distress. What do you say? A state of affliction, a state of danger. We must remember that as Christians, we are not immune to trouble. I've heard people say, Pastor, when I was in the world, I had everything. I've never gone hungry. I'm able to pay all my bills, Brother Sutton. I'm able to feed my children. But from the moment I accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, I am in danger. I'm suffering. I want to say it to you this morning that the Bible says all those who live godly shall suffer persecution. What do you say? Paul the Apostle in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9, he says we are troubled on every side. We are perplexed. We are persecuted. We are cast down. It's not because I'm a Christian that God will not allow trials to come my way. On any given day, saints of God, or on any given month, we encounter problems. We encounter family problems. We encounter health-related problems. We encounter church problems. We encounter marital problems. We encounter job problems. We encounter car problems. We encounter people lying on us problems. What do you say? We encounter problems, saints of God, and many Christians believe just because I'm serving God, just because I'm a child of God, just because I've committed myself to God, I have given God my best. I have given up the world and I've taken on Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. We believe that we are immune to problems. May I remind somebody today that my Bible tells me that anytime you live for Jesus, you will be faced with problems. Joseph was a child of God, but yet he was beaten. Yet he was thrown into a pit. Yet he was sold as a slave. Yet he was thrown into prison for something he did not do. Job was an upright man who loved God, but yet he experienced trouble. Yet in one day, Job lost everything. Yet plague came upon him. Yet His wife said to him, curse God and die. Yet his children forsook him. Yet his friends forsook him. But Job says, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. God gives and God takes away, but blessed be the name of God. So oftentimes, saints of God, when we are faced with problems, we fail to rejoice. We somehow find ourselves so down and out. I want to say to us this morning, saints of God, that John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus Christ. Yet he was thrown into prison. Yet his neck was cut off. Daniel stood for God, and he was thrown into the lion's den. The three Hebrew boys said, listen, we dare not bow down to any idol. Yet they were thrown into the fiery furnace. What are you saying, preacher? Are you saying it is only God's children will suffer? I want to say to us, saints of God, that God will allow us to go through some ordeal. He will allow us to go through some trials. He'll allow us to go through some tests so that we can have a testimony to say to somebody, what do you say? God will allow it. For many of us, when we find ourselves in trouble, it rather puts us in a state of depression. Am I speaking truth this morning? We are faced with some problems, and we know God, but yet our heads are bowed down, and we are sad, and we are depressed, and we cannot even testify. We cannot even lift our hands to say how good God is to us. We question the leading of God. We get discouraged and we throw in the towel. Some of us, we find ourselves in a corner and we are so lonely. We are unaware of what's taking place in our lives. But saints of God, I want to say to us that in spite of what you are going through, I want to let you know that our Savior, risen Savior, is in the world today. God sometimes frustrates us. God will pass us through the grind until he gets our attention. Not because God hates me, no, but because he loves me. He says, those I love, I chasten. I allow them to go through some hardship. May I remind somebody today that in the midst of your trouble, it is not time, saints of God, to go into a state of depression. It is not time to go into a state of anxiety. Rather, it is a time to praise God. It is a time to rejoice. What do you say? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time to rejoice. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time to rejoice. It's not time to go into sadness. It is time to lift up my eyes towards the hills, from whence cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord. When God frustrates us, is that God is trying to get my attention. Let me remind somebody today that the more we worry and the more we complain about our troubles, the more God will pass us through the grind. Habakkuk was complaining. When you read the book, chapters 1 and 2, Habakkuk was complaining. He complained to God. In chapter 1, he complained, why, Lord, how long? God answered him. God answered him. God says, indeed, because he transgressed by wine. Rather, he says, look among the nations and watch, but utterly astonished, for I will work a work in your days. God answered the man. In chapter 2, he complained again, and God answered him again.
In chapter 3, Habakkuk changed his focus. He says, listen, it's not about me. It's about God. What do you see? And so God allow us to go through the fire. The more God frustrates us, the more we complain, the more we murmur. God says, unless I do not get your attention, you're going to suffer. I need your attention. I need you not to focus on your problem, but to look unto Jesus. What do you say? Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk, sense of God, he changed his attitude. He refocused his attention on God rather than on his trouble. He is now waiting and trusting God. He drops his weary arms and declared in chapter 2 and verse 1, he says, I will stand my watch. I want to say to us, it is the devil's plan to allow us to complain. Sins of God. You notice everything we complain? I came across a story of a monk went into a monastery. And the story says that the monk had to spend 25 years in that place. And after 25 years, he will... In order to be free, he needed to say two words, just two words, elder. After 25 years, he came to the abbot, and the abbot says, what are the two words? He says, bed harder. The bed is harder. The abbot said to him, go back. After another 25 years, rather, I'm wrong. After 5 years, it's 5 years, not 25. After 5 years, he went back to the abbot, and he said, the abbot said to him, what are the two words? He says, food bad. It's now 10 years. 15 years, he came back to the abbot, and the abbot says, what are the two words? He says, I quit. The abbot said, I know that you would quit. All what you did since you came is complain, complain, complain. Saints of God, we find ourselves every day complaining. We complain about the weather. The sun is hot, it's too hot. The rain is falling, too much rain. We have food in our cupboard, we have too much. We do not have, saints of God, we find ourselves complaining and complaining. But God says, I don't want you to complain, I want you to trust me. What do you say? I want you to trust me. Person doesn't like us, we complain. If they do not like you, that's their business. You are talk about rejoice and be exceeding God. What do you say? You are trampled upon, rejoice. Even though you are going through persecution, the Bible says in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God. We complain. And so Habakkuk says, I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch and see what will he say to me and what I will answer when I am corrected. That is why I love how James chapter 1 and 2 says, count it all joy. When you fall into diverse temptation or trials, various trials. Whatever you may be going through today, saints of God, God has not forsaken his children. What do you say? We are not alone. What do you say? According to Habakkuk chapter 3, he got a new attitude. He is now worshiping and focusing his attention on God. Let me say something to us, saints of God. When you are going through problems, when you are going through situation, all what you need to do is to worship the Almighty God. What do you say? Do I have a witness this morning, saints of God? You need to worship. You need to take the hymnal and sing some songs all the way. My Savior leads me. What am I beside you? He says, can I doubt his tender mercy? He says, until then, my heart will go on singing. You need to worship God.
Habakkuk says, I'm going to change my focus. I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change something. And saints of God, what Habakkuk did is that he began worshiping and he focused his attention on God. He takes off the gloves and falls on the mat and surrendered to God. Bear in mind, saints of God, the circumstances in Habakkuk's life did not change. As a matter of fact, it got worse. For some of us, it's going to get worse. But what shall you do when the trials you're going through is worse? What shall you do when the plagues multiply? What shall you do when your cupboard is empty? When the bills are high and the money is low? I want to give you the secret, saints of God. I want us to turn to the book of Habakkuk, the third chapter. This is the secret of Habakkuk. This is what the man of God says. He says, listen, it got worse, but I am trusting God. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct. What shall you do when problems seems to be getting worse? I want to let you know, saints of God, the man of God, after he's been going through all what he was going through, he finally got to the point and said, listen, it is time to pray. It is time to worship God. It is time to focus my attention on God. And this is what the man of God says. I'm reading from the NIV. He says, the Bible says, he says, though the fig tree does not bother and there is no grapes on the vine, though the olive crops fail and the field produce no food, though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stall, this is what the man of God says. He says, yet I will rejoice. Do I have somebody to witness with me for me today? Do I have a witness to the saints of God that no matter what you are going through, Habakkuk says, listen, there is no fig on the tree. Crops, he said, fail, and the death of animals devastated Judah. Habakkuk affirmed that even in the time of starvation and loss, he says, I will still rejoice in the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's time to rejoice. Just say, neighbor, it is time to rejoice. Saints of God, it is time to rejoice. We complain too much. We limit God. Habakkuk says, I will rejoice. What do you say, saints of God? He says, I will rejoice. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. He said, there is no crop. I'm going to rejoice. There is no fig. I'm going to rejoice. There is no grapes. I'm going to rejoice. There is no cattle. I'm going to rejoice. His feelings were not controlled by the events around him, but by faith in God's ability to give him strength. What do you say? Oh, church, when nothing makes sense and when trouble seems more than you can bear, remember that God gives strength. What do you say? Remember that God gives strength. Take your eyes off your difficulties and look to Jesus. What do you say? The more we look at the problem, the more we see the problem. Huh? The more you look at the problem, the more you see the problem. But say, Lord, I want to bypass the problem. This is the problem. My focus is not on the problem. My focus is on Jesus Christ. What do you say? Habakkuk was reassured of the presence of God in his trouble. But I love verse 19. Verse 19 gives me hope. It gives me assurance.
it says something. The Bible says, read it, saints of God, from the King James. Read it from the King James. Verse 19, it says, the Lord, oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says the new kingdom says, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer feet, and he will make me walk on high hills. The NIV says, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer and enables me to go on height. Habakkuk is still hopeful in the God of his salvation. What do you see? What is Habakkuk doing? Saints of God. He is praising God in the midst of his difficulties. Because God is more than able to do abundantly all that we can think or ask of. What do you see? What is Habakkuk doing? He is giving thanks in his trouble. I believe Habakkuk was inspired by the Apostle Paul when he wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. What do you say? What is Habakkuk doing? Saints of God, he is worshiping God. No matter what comes our way, Romans 8, 20, 37 says, we are more than conquerors in him who loves us. In the midst of your storm, I can still hear Jesus saying, peace be still. The Bible, the book of Habakkuk, challenges us, saints of God, to put our trust in God even during the worst of times. The book of Habakkuk challenges us that we must learn to trust God no matter what. Habakkuk removed from a place of doubting God to a place of trusting God. Like Habakkuk, we lament, question, and complain to God about our trouble. But today, Jesus is extending an invitation. He says in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you want rest this morning, saints of God? If you want rest, why don't you stand with me this morning? If you want rest, if you want God to do something amazing for you, why don't you stand? In the midst of your trouble, you can still say to God, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to praise you because you are God. You're an awesome God. All heads bowed, all eyes closed, hearts lifted to heaven. Father, we are troubled on every side. But we thank God for Jesus Christ. Sometimes, God, you will frustrate us to get our attention. But thank you for the trials we've been through. Help us, even from this day forward, to not look at the problems of life, but to look at Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Bless your children, Lord. Many of us are going through some turmoil. We are going through some trials. We are going through some troubles, but we rest it at the feet of Jesus. Take it, Lord, and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. This we pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.